Hello, I'm Nelson Olmstead. Today's story recounts the adventures of six Wyoming ladies who made history in a man's world. That story in a moment, after a word from Clint Gruber and Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with today's chapter from his storybook.
Howdy, Miss Eliza. As sheriff of this county, I've come to inform you that you have the honor of being the first woman to be called on to serve in a jury. But you know, just between us, I wouldn't worry about it none. I reckon you'd be excused right off.
Well, Sheriff Boswell of Laramie City, Wyoming Territory, made history that day in 1870, whether he knew it or not. For the first time in the annals of jurisprudence, the female of the species was impaneled for jury duty. Miss Eliza Stewart, one of Laramie's two school teachers, headed the list, and five other ladies were also called. The reaction around town ranged from amusement to outrage. One man said,
"Why, it's downright indecent to submit them gentle ladies to the likes of horse thieves and murderers. What could the sweet creatures know about crime and punishment? Well, but now don't you worry about that, Sam. The girls will be so busy exchanging recipes, they won't even hear the testimony."
Well, Wyoming in those days was indeed a man's world. The odds were that the six lady jurors would be excused from duty with a "thank you very much" and sent back to their knitting. But Judge John Howe, presiding over the grand jury, had different thoughts on the subject. He had already stated his opinion in these words.
"Of their right to try it, I have no doubt. I hope they will succeed, and the court will certainly aid them in all lawful and proper ways."
When the grand jury was seated, Judge Howe became the first man in history to use the phrase,
"Ladies and gentlemen of the jury."
And he further instructed the six men and six women,
"This is a grave and historic occasion, and I know you will take your responsibilities seriously. Remember, the eyes of the entire world are upon this jury."
The frontier town of Laramie quickly became headline material for the newspapers of the world. Big city reporters swarmed around the log building where the grand jury was in session. The ladies were so besieged that they attended court session heavily veiled. Even so, they were rudely characterized, ridiculed, and lampooned. But they held steadfastly to their duty. And as it turned out, they tended to be more stern in bringing indictments than their male counterparts. And one male juror said,
"Doggone it, jurying ain't no fun no more. You can't swear, you can't drink, can't even get up a poker game with them women around. All they want to do is talk about court business."
Well, the great Wyoming experiment turned out to be an international as well as a local sensation. While the papers were printing such ditties as, "Baby, baby, don't get in a fury. Your mama's gone to sit in a jury." President Ulysses Grant was reading a cable from King William I of Prussia, congratulating the United States on its vision and foresight. Sensation or no, the six ladies from Laramie discharged their duty in such a convincing fashion during the three-week court session that Judge Howe read an official commendation into the record. And because of that historic precedent established in the pioneer state of Wyoming, the fair sex has been doing its part on juries throughout the land ever since.
Thanks very much.